In the context of the Desert Dwellers Education Project of the Tucson Audubon Society, a marvelous poster has been created under the creative direction of the Pima County Department of Environmental Quality. It is titled Desert Dwellers Know, a celebration of birds' words. The texts on the poster are quotations from the award-winning children's book author Bird Baylor, who will turn 92 in March. Joining us to talk about it are Beth Gorman, PDEQ Senior Program Manager, and Sky Siegel, Community Outreach Coordinator at PDEQ and the originator of the project. Welcome, ladies.
It's great to be here.
Why would Pima County Environmental Quality honor a children's book writer?
Her words specifically describe sustainability in the desert and conservation of natural resources.
Not particularly for children.
No, we're really looking at intergenerational audiences with this one, and that's why we went with this fusion of literary and visual arts. So that's one of the things we wanted to say with the cultural and biological sciences. So we're really looking at something for everyone in this poster to honor where we live.
But it can be used for children. Obviously, the words were written originally in birds' books for children. And we are hoping that teachers will be able to embrace the poster and use it in their classrooms, especially because of the powerful images and all of the different items that are in it. There's flowers, so they could talk about botany. There's the lizard, so they could get into how species survive here, how plants survive here. So it can be, as Sky was saying, for all generations.
And we're seeing how this poster could directly support teachers' efforts to tie STEM, which has now evolved into STEAM, which stands for science, technology, engineering, art, and math. So these are wonderful educational objectives to meet.
In terms of manpower and expertise and funding, what was the division between the Pima County Department of Environmental Quality and Tucson Audubon Society?
TAS is the fiscal sponsor for the Desert Dwellers Education Project, and Pima County Department of Environmental Quality contributed in-kind donations to the project. So staff time to help spearhead the project.
Who contracted it out?
DEQ took a leadership role, but the project actually originated over a decade ago with a separate educational piece about desert dwelling, and it evolved into this beautiful poster.
And who originated the idea?
Over a decade ago, I wrote a brochure called 40 Facts Every Desert Dweller Should Know. We're looking to expand our audience reach to appeal to intergenerational audiences. So we thought, ooh, how about making a fusion of literary and visual arts and merging that with cultural and biological sciences to honor where we live?
And how did you come up with Bird?
Bird used to be my neighbor about 20 years ago and personal friend, but also she's famous in the world of children's books, as she has 4 Caldecott honors, which is the highest honor you can get as a children's writer. But she's also written a book called Yes is Better Than No that is listed as one of the top 100 Arizona books most important in the Southwest region.
What is the meaning of the spiral in Hohokam lore?
Continuance of life and connectivity between all living things and non-living things. So elements of nature and the big picture.
Who engaged Paul Miroka as an illustrator?
I've known Paul for about 20 years as well. So I've known both Bird and Paul. So I asked him to be part of this project, knowing his expertise in natural elements of the desert and his passion for graphic arts and poetry as well. He's a writer as well.
If I get this right, the whole thing starts with your brochure 10 years back.
Yes.
Desert Dwellers Know.
Mm-hmm.
And that evolved
into being hired by Beth Gorman at Pima County Department of Environmental Quality, and the goal to connect with families and really looking at beyond families, just all ages, kids of all ages. So we were looking, how can we appeal, instead of a little brochure that has information about elements and how to appreciate and respect the desert, how can we connect So the visual beauty of this just pulls you in, and the words are magical. And we think that this gift to the community of Bird's words to reintroduce her, a lot of young people do not know about Bird's books. Baby boomers sure do, but not the youth as much. So we're looking to reintroduce it, and it may very well be that her magical connection with nature could just revitalize place-based learning in the desert Southwest.
What we've also discovered is, as we do outreach to the public, that people aren't picking up brochures. There was some wonderful information in this brochure, but we needed to update that, and we needed to get it in a format that people would maybe use as a work of art and have in their hallways, in their classrooms, have on their walls, and be attracted by the beauty of the piece, and then take the time to read the words and learn from those incredible words and the simplicity of the words that Bird uses.
What is the most striking quote on that poster, in your opinion?
I think actually what we put at the very top, From the Way to Start a Day, 1978, it had to be sunrise, and it had to be that first sudden moment. That's when all the power of life is in the sky. Just watch it. That's part of the magic. That's the way to start a day.
What's the price of the poster?
It's $10 retail and $6 for 50 posters in a packet if you buy them wholesale. So if you buy an entire packet, you can save $200 off retail.
And they can be obtained from Tucson Audubon?
And Antigone Books.
And Antigone Books on 4th Avenue?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a website for the poster?
There is, and that is tucsonaudubon.org/nature-shops.
There are some projects that flow from the poster, I understand.
The next one on the radar is, a year from now, a 3-story high wheat paste mural on the front of the main library. This will be another collaborative project. We are working with the librarians to promote literacy with poetry, and we will have the mandala on there and also several quotes of birds. So it'll be the poster in a temporary public art format.
Who partnered to create this poster?
Tucson Audubon Society and Pima County Department of Environmental Quality, together with Bird Baylor and Paul Marocca Design and Illustration, also the UA College of Science, the Tucson Association of Realtors, Green Forum, and Bati Indian Arts and Tucson Water.
And, of course, I would like to know where the proceeds of the sales of the poster are allocated.
They will contribute to the Desert Dwellers Education Project of the Tucson Audubon Society and nonprofit mission of Audubon Society.
Will it also pay for the mural?
Yes. Those funds will help us to move forward with that temporary public art piece.
Is there any particular quote on the poster that you favor?
Yes. She said, "Treat it well, the way you would treat an old friend," when she talks about the Sonoran Desert.
That's a wonderful way to end this program. Thank you very much, Skye. Thank you very much, Beth. And all the best with the poster. I hope to see you in the schools, too.
Thank you. Very happy to be here.